Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Last week's story ended as George Sherman's boat trip up lake was challenged by a storm too severe for the boat. While discussing the subject, the engine suddenly broke down, and the Belle of Chelan became a helpless mass of wood and iron. When the engine gave out, the boat swung round into the trough of the waves, and with a lurch to one side that sent us sprawling over the cabin floor, mingled with heterogeneous mass of baggage, freight, cooking utensils, and armchairs. Captain Moore of the party remained with the animals on the scow and did not join in the festivities of the occasion. The fireman was down in the boiler room, wrestling in solitude with a disordered stomach occasioned by seasickness, vainly endeavoring to retain its contents of pork and cabbage. Previous to the breakdown, the fool captain had gone blundering around the machinery and got his foot crushed. He fainted. The colonel succeeded in bringing him out of his faint by copious potations from a bottle of mine containing an antidote for snake bites. There was no escaping the fact that unless a temporary repair of the engine could be made, we must be dashed to pieces on the lee shore, a perpendicular wall of rock several hundred feet in height. Hardly a boat's length from shore, there came a yell from the engineer. "All right!" filled the engine room with its joyous peal, and a helpless drifting steamer, inspired with new life, shot out into the lake. I have heard with rapture the grand music of Don Giovanni, the masterpiece of Mozart, and the wonderful harmony of his magic flute. I have been delighted with the composition of Haydn, Beethoven, and Bach. I have been charmed as I sat at Vespers in a cathedral, but never has a sound gladdened my heart or thrilled me with greater joy than the pilot's signal that afternoon that saved us from destruction. I cannot say, William, that I was thoroughly frightened. Still, there was an absence of that calm and composure that was wont to characterize our social times around the old stove in the drugstore. The next morning, we finished the repairs on the engine, reaching the head of the lake in time for dinner. And that's the story by your storyteller, Don Lloyd.